Good morning, sisters. I greet you all in the precious and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior. It's such a beautiful morning to see spring has arrived. The birds are busy gathering all the branches and twigs and building beautiful nests. And I'm just sitting here and I just see all these new sprouts and flowers and just beautiful newness and freshness and a reminder of how present the Spirit of God is on the earth. It's just a marvelous sight to behold. I thank God for the breath of life in every area. This morning, I hope that you and your loved ones are well. We are continuing with the second part. We did the first one, which is intimacy with Father God, Abba Father. And now we are continuing with the intimacy with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. As I waited upon the Father to share this message with you, He just reminded me, as he started to share so many different things in scripture with me, that Jesus was the man that you either loved or you hated. And as I went to scripture, and it's so true, it's such an interesting thing to say. Not many received him. We see that all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, all the way through in the New Testament to point of where he was crucified for us. But this morning, I want to describe to you how I know intimately my Lord and Savior as the Word of God has brought it alive to me. And what I am privileged to share with you this morning, which is a gift to me, Father God gave me, when I came to know the Lord and Savior 15 years ago, I had an intimate encounter with the Lord Jesus. To me, the Lord Jesus, when I talk about him, it overwhelms me. My tears in my eyes well up because I cannot remember him any other way. Through various trials, through various pathways, through various seasons, both valley and mountaintops in my walk, I always remember the man from Galilee, the man who met with me in the room when I was receiving cancer treatment, who was clothed in a linen ephod with a knapsack, carrying the soiled garments of my shame, of my brokenness, and revealing himself to me when he brought complete healing and nullified sickness and disease. So that is how I remember the man from Galilee, the man who is the lover of my soul and my heart. And this morning, I do not want to describe it from my experience. I want to describe it from the Word of God as the Holy Spirit has given it to me. Because the truth of the matter is, each one of you listening to this have had an encounter with our Lord and Savior. When we are born again and we have received the Lord Jesus, he has displayed himself in some way or the other. He has inserted himself into our lives and he has brought the full manifest presence of himself to you. And each of us, if we were in the same room, will describe our own experience about the man from Galilee. We go to John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Isn't that a beautiful scripture describing our Lord and Savior? We go on to seeing in John chapter 10 how the Father described it to me, to share with you. He wanted me to remind you in this time, because we're in a season of our life, so many of us, we need something good. We need something tangible. We need a good reminder. And Jesus is that reminder of the good shepherd. We see in John 10, he says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by their name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand things which he spoke to them. Verse 7 goes on to say, "Then Jesus said to them again, 'Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.'" Isn't that precious? What a beautiful reminder that the Father this morning wants us to remember his Son as the good shepherd. We go on to seeing in Psalms 23, which I absolutely love Psalms 23. I love Psalms 23 because I believe every time I read it, it just reminds me once again of my Lord and Savior and what he's able to do for me. In my times, perhaps, of even distress, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Isn't that amazing? I love this part where he says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." So we do not come by any other name, but we come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and his word is true and tested. He testifies of himself, in fact. He says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Because you see, he's a man that cannot lie. He is true to his every word. We see here in scripture, he knows his sheep. He knows each of us individually. He knows each of us intimately and completely. And he loves us anyway, irrespective of whether we're in the valley, whether we're in the mountaintop, either in a way where many of us may be seeking and searching unknowingly. He's revealing himself in our circumstances and situations bit by bit. Why do we know and trust in his word? Because it says so. We are all his flock, you see. Jesus lives for his sheep. He died for us. We know there will come a time when all the suffering will pass and all the persecution will pass and all the pain will pass. We know that we will reign with him. When he comes in the millennial reign, we know that we will reign with him. We know that he looks to perform his Father's word in our life. We know in John, in the book of John, he says, "Those who the Father has given me are mine, and I will not lose one of them." How intimate you must know your sheep. How intimately you must know your children. How intimately you must know the sheep that you will leave the 99 and that you will go after the one to bring him back. And so today, sisters, I want to encourage you. No matter what your situation is that you face, no matter where you find yourself, be it in your work, be it in your business, be it in your marriage, be it in your parenting, in your mothering, in your ministry, as a daughter, as a sister, as an aunt, as a friend, I just want to encourage you. Make no mistake that the man from Galilee, the good shepherd, will leave 99 of his sheep to come after you. Know that his word says that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. His word says, "I will redeem you. I will uphold you."